Yuppers. Well, hey, you know what? Half the fun. I know for you in particular, you know, getting these types of setups all going, that's part of the fun. And that's, you know, that's what I've always said is, you know, my you know, I like the gear and getting stuff, getting it all working and all this stuff. I kind of, my interest wanes a little bit after I've got everything all, you know, a lot of people, once they get it all working perfectly, that's when they can start enjoying it. For me, getting it working all perfectly, that's the enjoyment. Working it afterwards is like, eh, whatever. So, I know you really enjoy just getting all these things together and getting them all working and stuff like that. So just take your time and think it out and look for alternatives. You know, wires are great, man, for deployment. I'm a huge fan, and I always carry a wire, little wire antenna in my go kit. You know, and then just something to pull it up and over a branch. And because you know it's going to work, and you know it's going to work well, and you know it's going to give you every bit of, you know, advantage that you need for that little 705. So that's, if I'm bugging out with a 705, it's there's usually some sort of a wire in the kit, and a resonant wire at that. You know, I can roll it out for whatever band I want and just hike it up a tree. So anywho, let me jump in here and grab my coffee and. Oh, and Joe is, yeah, you know, when it gets real crisp like it's gotten here, you know, those ducks really get set up and they get down into the VHF range. UHF gets a lot of ducking. VHF, not quite as often, but, yep, Wasion. I know the town well. I have relatives that live just north of there in Tecumseh, Muncie area, and they run down in the Wasion all the time to grocery shop and whatnot. And also there's a motorcycle show I go to down there regularly. I haven't been in a couple of years, but they have an antique motorcycle show that I really enjoy. So I'm quite familiar with Wasion. And that's a good clip on VHF.